Welcome to this meditation for stress and anxiety. To practice this, I recommend that you get into a position where you are lying down flat on your back. Place one hand on your upper chest and the other on your lower abdomen. And softly, close your beautiful eyes. For now, simply tune into your breathing. And what does it feel like? Often when we're experiencing stress or anxiety, we tend to keep our breath relatively in our upper chest. This signals to our body that we are in perhaps an unsafe situation, thereby creating even more stress and anxiety. So, to counteract this, pay close attention to your hands. I want you to do your best to make sure that whatever hand is resting on your chest remains relatively still throughout this entire meditation. Meanwhile, let the hand that's resting on your belly rise on every inhale and fall on every exhale. Begin to intentionally slow the breath down. Belly expands as you breathe in and contracts as you breathe out. All the while, your upper chest remains as calm and still as feels good to you. Affirm to yourself, I am safe. Even though I feel stress and anxiety, I am safe. Even though I feel stress and anxiety, I accept myself. It's okay that I feel this way. I accept my emotions, and I do not try to force them away. Now, take a moment to notice how those affirmations made you feel. It's okay if you have a tendency or a desire to try to force away the stress or anxiety. That may even be something you were taught to do. But now, in this moment, you let that go. There's nothing to force away. There's nothing to chase away. There's nothing to ignore or hide from. It's safe for you to feel your emotions. And in doing so, in breathing through them and in accepting them, you do this magical act of accepting yourself. It is only through acceptance that we can truly move beyond. Let it be okay that you feel stress and anxiety. Give yourself the kindness and compassion required to allow what you feel without judgment, without attack. With kindness and acceptance in your heart instead. Keep breathing using your belly, letting it expand as you breathe in and contract as you breathe out. as your upper chest remains relatively calm and still. You are safe, and you have every right to feel whatever it is you feel. Always and forever. The beautiful thing is that by doing this practice of accepting it, feeling it, letting it be, you allow it to soften. One of the other great things about doing this practice is that you give yourself the opportunity to learn. What is your stress and anxiety trying to tell you? What changes may you need to make in your life? How do you want things to be instead? Stress and anxiety can help you get clear on what you truly want. Because although some stress is beneficial, when it builds up to a point where it no longer feels useful, the primary use can be to learn from it. To learn where are you ready to set boundaries. How can you use the knowledge from the stress and anxiety to improve your life? To lean into desires? To seek out new ways of being? Let it spur creative thinking. How do you wish things would be instead? Begin to feel thankful to your stress and anxiety, as it is helping you get creative on what you truly want. Stay connected to that which you desire, while loving and accepting yourself in what you feel, as you prepare yourself to come out of this practice. Do so by slowly rolling your shoulders, wiggling your fingers and your toes, letting your body roll to the side. And very slowly bringing yourself up into a seated position. From there, take your time as you open your eyes back to the world around you. Say thank you to yourself for showing up for this. And return to this anytime you need to accept any stress or anxiety and move through it with creativity and ease.